Op-ed. In defiance of hate, standing with Congresswoman De La Cruz against anti-Semitism. Texas border business. The heinous act on October 7, as described by Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz, represents a tragedy of unspeakable proportions and, if accurate, signifies a horrifying escalation in violence that demands a strong, unified response from the global community. The Congresswoman's denouncement of the vandalism of her office as a direct consequence of her support for Israel and the Jewish community speaks to a broader society issue of rising anti-Semitism and the targeting of individuals and groups based on their beliefs and affiliations. The Congresswoman's commitment to standing with the Jewish community, and her refusal to be intimidated by acts of vandalism meant to silence her, is proof to the resilience demanded of public servants. It is essential that elected officials not only express solidarity but also take concrete steps to counteract hate and violence. The Congresswoman's stance is not only commendable but necessary in light of the violence described. Furthermore, the vandalism of her office is a blunt violation of democratic values. When those who represent the people are targeted for their support of any community, it shakes the very foundation of representative democracy. It is not only an attack on an individual but an assault on the collective values that underpin our society. The invocation of the South Texan spirit of, aqui todos somos familia, reinforces the message that such acts affect not just the immediate victims but the community at large. The op-ed rightfully calls for a vigorous response from authorities to bring the perpetrators to justice. This response is not just about rectifying a single act of violence or hate but about protecting the integrity of democratic institutions and ensuring the safety of all citizens, irrespective of their cultural or religious identity. In unity against hate and violence, the op-ed serves as a call for the community to come together in support of those targeted by such acts. It encourages a collective reaffirmation of a commitment to stand against anti-Semitism and all forms of hatred. The message is clear. Acts of hatred and violence, especially those aimed at intimidating and silencing, will be met with resolute resistance and the enduring voice of a community that stands together against hate. Statement from Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz, Texas 15, on recent pro-Hamas vandalism targeting her office. McAllen, Texas. The office of Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz has been subjected to repeated acts of vandalism this week. Incidents that are currently under investigation by local law enforcement. These malicious acts have been perpetrated by individuals with pro-Hamas sentiments, targeting the Congresswoman for her condemnation of anti-Semitism and solidarity with Jews in our community and the State of Israel. Congresswoman De La Cruz issued the following statement regarding the attacks against her office. On October 7, Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists murdered over 1,000 innocent civilians, including many Americans, in the single largest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. These savages burned babies in oven, decapitated toddlers in front of their families, tortured parents before their children, and continue to hold hundreds of hostages. The pro-Hamas activists who have vandalized my office may disregard the importance of standing with our Jewish brothers and sisters during their darkest hour, but I do not. My support for Israel and the Jewish community is, always has been, and always will be unwavering. I make no apologies for standing firmly against anti-Semitism. These vandals will not intimidate or silence me. South Texans pride ourselves for our warmth and hospitality, aqui todos somos familia. The actions of a few will not undermine our values. In recent weeks, I have been in touch with local rabbis and I have assured them they have my full support. We stand against hate and violence in all its forms and remain committed to the safety and well-being of all our residents. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us, and such abhorrent behavior has no place in our community, our state, or our nation. The Congresswoman is grateful for the response from our local law enforcement and city officials. She is confident that those responsible will be held accountable. Congresswoman De La Cruz continues to stand in solidarity with the Jewish community and reaffirms her dedication to combating anti-Semitism.